Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack. And today, unfortunately, Rick could not join us. He had some things pop up, so I will do my very best to keep things rolling as best as possible. Now, before we dive into this week's choice, which is The Stranger by the Shore, if you feel like you want to support us and listen to some pre and post show content that we usually put out with every episode, barring the last couple of episodes that we've done, feel free to join us on our Patreon, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will gain you access to bonus content and more. Also, if you feel like you want to support us through other means other than just through Patreon and you want to, you know, donate to us or anything else like that, you could certainly do that. We do have all kinds of links and everything like that available for you in our show notes, as well as everything and all the information that you could possibly need is available on our website, featuredanimepodcast.com. And if you want to help buy or support us through a swanky swag through our own merch, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com and buy yourself some swanky swag. I promise you it is well worth it. Also, if you want to support us through another way and also fill up your belly with some nice, delicious treats, you can check out Tokyo Treat. This month, they do have going on the Sakura Snacktastic Treat. And trust me, the snacks that they always have going on is very, very delicious and special for our listeners. If you use our affiliate link in the show notes, along with coupon code FEATUREDANIME, you get $5 off that very first box, and trust me, the treats are worth it. They are oh so delicious. I am never honestly disappointed in them, and I would honestly gorge myself on them if they sent it to me every single day. Trust me, the treats are always just that good. And now, on to the meat and rotatoes. Stranger by the Shore came out in September 2020, so it is a really fairly new release for us. Producers for it are Half HP Studio and Blue Lynx, just for a couple of them. Studio for it is Studio Hibari. It's based off of a manga, and it is a boy love film, and it runs just shy of an hour. Now, the movie, honestly, it starts off, you have Shun, which is our main character. He's trying to grasp with being openly gay, in a manner of speaking, while he's trying to also at the exact same time be a novelist in Okinawa. Basically, when he decided to come out and everything like that, his parents chose to basically abandon him, which is really messed up to do, and didn't want really anything to kind of do with him. So they ended up having, you know, to break apart and not really look at each other so much anymore, or he had to do away with the ties, so to speak, so that way he can move on with life. Now, he's seeing a kid, Mio, actually by the shore, and he sees him over there every single day, and the kid's very depressed, very sad, and he's going over there, tries to talk to him nonchalantly and everything like that at the exact same time, and Mio, like, is struggling with his own depression and his own internal struggles with his identity, who he is, and how he's going to go about life, and the loss of his mother. And this story, while it seems like it'd be really great and really deep in the depth of it, it's really kind of very shallow, very surface area. I feel like the animation, the artwork are very beautiful. It's very well done. I just feel like a lot of the storytelling and the story writing were just kind of like half shot. It's like, okay, Shun is having this problem and everything like that. Cool. You know what? Let's see some actual growth for Shun, right? But instead, what we end up getting is Shun kind of like, oh, I am gay, or I'm openly this way. And then at the exact same time, he's kind of not like embracing himself, which I understand. Like, no matter who you are, you're always going to have those issues. You're going to have those problems. And there's going to be a large group of people, regardless of how you fall, that are always going to have this issue and problem. And it lightly touches on some of the childhood trauma, or touches on the ridicule he got as a child. However, I mean, it didn't really touch it hard enough, right? It's like, oh, they said like a couple of small comments when they didn't think he was listening. And that was Shun's big trauma, or his traumatic point, right? For school. And it's like, okay. I mean, like, if that's all you really had to deal with, that's nothing. In all honesty, I mean, I got picked on and called all kinds of names and things like that growing up. And if someone just said half as nice of things or behind my back or anything like that, it honestly, even at the age, wouldn't have bothered me so much. Now I wish that they kind of like delved into it, like showed some more struggles, rather than it being like a couple of students saying something behind his back when he wasn't there. Show the actual tension between him and his family, right? Show the tension on why he doesn't go back to his family, why he doesn't go and visit his family at all or anything like that. Show me why, or tell me why there's the actual deals or issues that are going on there, rather than just leaving it up to like a single sentence or a single word that it said. I feel like it does it injustice, in all honesty. And I mean, it's not that I'm diminishing or belittling his particular point or the struggles that he went through. It's just, I wish the animation and the script writers honestly helped bring that more to life, right? Like, actually give us the details, tell us like the big falling out when he decided to come out with his parents, or what, how they found out, or what have you, right? Like, have us like kind of sympathize with Shun and his struggles more than what we did, because honestly, I don't see him going through the hardship with the emotions that he's honestly kind of putting out there, especially when it comes to Mio, who was there when he was younger, left, and then they did a 3-year time skip, comes back, and Mio's perfectly comfortable and open with who he is and how he is, and just willing to accept not only himself as who he is, which is rightfully so and right on for Mio, but willing to accept Shun and go forward and push forward with him. And now the issue that I kind of have is like, Mio's very, very pushy. He's like, bro, you haven't seen me in 3 years. He's like, come on, baby, let's do this. Let's get down and dirty. And he is in no way wanting to do that. Shun is not wanting to do that at all. He's dabbling on it. He pulls away. He's hiding away from it, despite the fact that he's saying all this stuff or acting in a very particular way. And Mio is openly embracing it. He's accepting Shun for who he is, despite whatever struggles or hardships or anything like that that Mio has gone through. And we don't know what Mio has gone through for the 3 years that he was gone, or even before that, right? We just know that he had lost his family, he had some hardships and things, and that he's come back, and he's came back for Shun. And despite the fact that Shun wanted him there and was attracted to him, Mio came back and he's like, hey, you know what, man, I'm willing to accept this for whatever it is. And I'm willing to love you for however you are. And Shun is very withdrawing, very pulling, you know, he's pulling away and not reciprocating Mio in any way. He's not even discussing it or talking to him or anything like that. So it causes this drama or these issues that are in between the two of them. And I feel like it's done a disservice, because we're not shown Shun's real problems, his issues that he actually had to deal with or struggle with. And I feel like, had we gone through that, had we understood what actually happened to Shun, I feel like we would have had a better understanding of the dynamic in between the two. Just the fact that the 3-year time gap too also vastly changes how they are, whereas Mio was very withdrawn and kind of shy before, and he is now basically very open and very, very talkative, and he's like, hey, what's up? I'm willing to come help you out and everything like that. Shun is not so much, and he's very lackadaisical. He's very, very withdrawn, and it's kind of just like hard to see or very, very sad to see kind of like how it plays out. Now, there's several points throughout the anime where you see like people kind of like pushing him forward. It's like, hey, you know, you can totally do this. It's all right. Go forward, you know, embrace the life that you could have with Mio. And instead he constantly pulls away and hides or changes how he acts or anything like that. And that's one of the things that I just really didn't like about this. Granted, towards the end, he does have a change of heart. He does finally come out of his shell and embrace Mio, and they have their rendezvous, so to speak. More on that in a minute, but I feel like it was a very drastic change, right? In that you don't have a massive like motion for character growth. You don't have the motion to be able to like grow in the way that he should have been emotionally grown. And instead we're kind of like shoehorned into this moment where he's like, all right, screw it, throw caution to the wind, and this is exactly what I'm going to do. And I feel like he's kind of like pressured at the exact same time and then not. And then, you know, the fact that he's constantly basically lived, even at that point, an entirely sheltered life and refused intimacy with anyone, from what I remember, versus Mio, who was younger than him, is like, hey man, you know, I'm willing to go out there. I'm going out there experimenting, trying to find out who I am. And that's totally cool. But at the exact same time, I feel like Mio's personality was a little too like, hey, you should totally accept who you are. And then at the exact same time, not get upset over the fact that he was like still struggling all these years later for whatever reason, despite what he had said, what he had done. And I mean, like, I can understand Mio's frustration, but at the exact same time, it's everyone has their story. Everyone has their struggles or their points in which they have to try and figure it out for themselves. And I feel like he should have been, I don't know, they should have discussed a little bit more or been a little bit more in their discussions, like, hey, this is what I'm trying to do in my relationship or what I'm looking for, or like, hey, you know, I'm not comfortable with this, and this is why, instead of just like changing the subject, saying, hey, you know, what's 2 + 2? Oh, you know, some nice weather we're having, is basically what Shun would do whenever Mio would ask a question. Or Mio would just like go in straight for the jugular, and Shun's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Cool, you're just a big boy. Like, this is not the time or place, and here you are just trying to jump me right now. And I get it. You know, they're struggling, but I don't know. I just feel like it was poorly done. I feel like the story could have been better. I feel like they shortchanged the growth, the character growth, especially for the both of them. Like, it should have been more fleshed out. It should have been written better. And it was honestly kind of feels like it was done more so for a fan service-esque type thing. Especially when it came to like the last, like 5 minutes, you had a 5 minute scene where they're intimate with each other in so many words. And it's like, okay, I don't need, like, even in any other anime, I don't need a random scene just kind of thrusted in where they're exploring each other sexually. I mean, like, that is not what I was thinking it was going to end up happening, but that's what ended up happening. And I feel like it was such a drastic change for the, oh, I'm not ready. Oh, I don't want to do this. Oh, I'm not ready for this, to literally, I just took a shower. Hey, you know what? Let's do this. It's like, but you spent the last 45 minutes telling me no, and you're not ready. And now you're just like, eh, you know what? I'm going to have the shower, have this letter or whatever, and I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and move on with my life. I'm going to do this now. And it's like, Okay, well, first of all, you're just at that point just thrusting needless fan service out for the masses, which, you know, hey, if that's what you want to do, more than welcome to, right? Yeah, I know that there's going to be a lot of people out there that would be more than happy and willing to just drink that up. That being said, I just feel like everything just wasn't right. Like, the development was fast. The character growth was very minimal, and it jumps from 0 to 100 and almost immediately, especially towards the end. And then that's it. I mean, like, you're kind of like left out. Like, what the hell did I just watch? Like, where's the actual growth? Where's the development? I mean, like, you did, like, what was the purpose of the time skip? Why did they do the time skip? Why didn't they just start off with him like right there and then just flash back? Or say, hey, you know, I remember this or whatever, and talk about it or explore them a little bit more. I mean, like, this would have been so good. I mean, like, so good, especially if they turned it into like a series or even an hour and a half movie, right? Add an extra 30 minutes to provide more context and growth, right? Or rewrite it so that way there's better growth and development rather than fast track it and just like 0 to 100 it and do the characters disjustice, you know? Do him justice the first time around. Don't shortchange it. Don't do him dirty like that. And that's what they did. I do. Now, all the negativity and everything like that aside, I do like that it did give a resolution, right? I do like that Shun finally did come to terms with himself. I'm glad that Mio and Shun did really share an intimate moment with each other, right? It was nice. I feel like the intimate moment was drawn out and there was a lot of needless dialogue. I feel like it could have been like a pillow scene or something like that rather than without all the other fluff that was in there. But, and I get why they did it. I understand. I'm not dumb, but I just feel like it could have been done better. And it is nice to see that they actually did in fact provide that growth for him, right? Finally give that resolution where he is finally comfortable with who he is and he's willing to move forward with Mio and grow in that sense, where he's finally able to, like, hey, you know what, this is who I am, this is how I'm gonna be, and you know what, I just gotta embrace who I am. I'm glad to see that happened. I'm glad to see that came to fruition, because it would have been even more aggravating, very upsetting, had that not come to pass. So I'm glad that they did provide that resolution. I'm not happy with how it got there. I'm not happy with the way we got it, but I am happy that we did get it. Now, as for anything else, I mean, like, honestly, the music in this was good. I mean, like, when it was there, when it wasn't there, it's not like you really missed it, but it wasn't out of place. It was done just right, which can be very hard to do. And then you also had the artwork. Now, the artwork for the background, the scenery, and everything like that was, honestly, it was great. The attention to detail and everything like that was just really wonderful. I enjoyed seeing all that artwork there, like how it was beautifully done and everything like that. Then at the exact same time, I feel like they kind of phoned it in for the characters. I mean, like, sometimes they were drawn okay, other times they were done a disservice. Like, they focused more on the background and the scenery and everything like that, more so than they did the characters. I mean, I feel like they should have done a little bit more for the characters too, right? And just give them a little bit more justice, give them a little bit more cleaner details. I mean, like, I get it. That's probably the art style that the director was going for. I understand, but I just feel like they invested more in the background and scenery and the artwork for it than they did the actual characters. Now, the voice acting was actually very well done. I enjoyed the voice acting. They were really well, it was really well done. So I have honestly no complaints for it. And the fact that, you know, the actors, voice actors were able to do it so beautifully was really, really nice. Like, how they conveyed the emotions for the characters was beautifully done. But again, I just kind of have to fall back to the script, right? The writing for him was not great. And I just feel like they were done dirty. So honestly, with that being said, I don't really have too much more that I can say. I don't have too much else I can say. It's kind of one of those things where it's like, you'll either love it or you won't. But I can appreciate it for what it is. I mean, like, the story was lackluster at most. I mean, I honestly wouldn't, if there's someone that's a Boy Love fan, honestly, I would not recommend this to them, at least for a first go around, simply because this does the median so much injustice for it with horrible writing and poor character development. It is not done right. The artwork is great. The backgrounds, the scenery's great, but that's about it. So for me, on a scale of up to 10, I would give this a 5, a flat 5. And it's because of the poor character development, the short time, and the rapid growth and 0 to 100 and all the other negative things that I said about this. That's why, right? Just a flat 5. And the reason why I'm not going lower than a 5 is because, one, it did give a resolution. You did get the resolution between Mio and Shun, which I am happy for. I'm glad that they did not. That would have pissed me off had they had just like, oh, well, Mio's going off or Shun's going off to wherever, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you just had me invest the last hour of my time watching Mio and Shun play this cat mouse game, and you're not actually doing anything with it. And then you decide to end it. That would have pissed me off to no end. So I am really happy that they gave him a beautiful resolution, that you had Shun and Mio come together at the very end, that they stopped doing this cat and mouse thing, and that they're basically embracing each other and loving each other and moving forward. So that is something that I'm really, really happy about. And that's why I'm not going lower than a 5, because you did get that resolution. You had the wonderful artwork and scenery around it. The voice actors carried this, and the artwork carried this. And so that's why I'm at a 5. Now, for next week's choice, we're going to be talking about Words Bubble Up Like Soda Pop. That's all the time that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this week's choice with yours truly. And if you feel like I did it too much justice or not enough justice or just got things wrong or anything like that, feel free to let me know. I'd be happy to hear from you on this. You can reach out to us and all our contact information and everything is available in our show notes. You can also go to featuredanimepodcast.com and get all the information on there. You can also go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. You don't even have to pay to follow us on there. You can message us on Patreon and everything like that on there too. You don't even have to pay, but if you want to, you can, and you'll get access to some bonus content. And trust me, the content is worth it. Also, if you want to help support us through other means, you can go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com and get yourself some swanky swag. And trust me, the swag is very nice. And if you want to buy yourself some treats and get some delicious treats, check out Tokyo Treat. We do have affiliate link for you in the show notes. And if you use that affiliate link along with coupon code featured anime, you will get $5 off that first box, and it helps support us, helps us grow. And you, at the exact same time, get some wonderful, tasty treats to fill your belly. And trust me, those treats are worth it. And until next time, I'm Jack, and we'll catch you later.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.